To answer the question, some passing tourists were invited to join us as well.
The difficult thing is that feeling embarrassed and getting goosebumps because, you know, you're worried is not something you want to feel on holiday.
True.
So that could mean that fewer people come here because they don't want to be confronted with this problem. They want to close their eyes and be blind to them. So yes, those tourists you will not have anymore.
Yes.
The European citizens should understand that this is a part of their daily reality in the future. And that is what I see as the title of all this. That this is how we must start, this is how we will live. So we might be unhappy, I understand it. But it's better to think of some solutions instead of sharing and spreading our feelings of unhappiness.
It's not something we can close our eyes to. And here it's on your doorstep, literally. But it won't be long until it's on our doorstep. So we have to deal with it. But how? I have no idea.
For years, the European Union has had a policy of broadly trying to stop refugees from coming. With 20 times more refugees in 2015 than in 2014, this policy has clearly failed.
First idea is thinking of an idea of closing the borders. Closing the borders means that you kill people. Obviously, that's how it is. I mean, you do not have to.
If you close the Mediterranean.
Yes, you close the Mediterranean, and either you kill people, or either you're facing the failure of closing something which cannot be closed.
The most recent plan by the EU is to target the smugglers. Plans have been drawn up to launch airstrikes on smugglers' boats in Libya.
The European Union over the last, 7-8 years has considered, has been elaborating a migration management policy based on the idea of the militarization of the borders, based on the idea of security and so on. If we make their lives more difficult, supposedly they will not come. That is a failure. Because their life is in such a mess in their places that everybody will come.
Even though EU policy seems not to be stopping the flow on the streets of European cities, it's not hard to figure out one reason why governments are keen to be seen to be taking a hard line. In Athens, we had a meeting at the Greek Parliament.
It looks like quite a familiar symbol when I come in. You know the symbol I'm thinking about. It looks very familiar. The symbol.
Αυτό είναι κάτι που το καταφέρανε τα μέσα μαζικής ενημέρωσης στην Ελλάδα. Δείχνανε συνέχεια αυτό το σύμβολο και λέγανε πως είναι σβάστικα ή οτιδήποτε άλλο, έχοντας σκοπό να μας συνδέσουν με τον ναζισμό, ενώ καμία σχέση δεν έχουμε στην πραγματικότητα εμείς με αυτό. Άλλωστε, οι δικοί μας πολιτικοί πρόγονοι, οι Έλληνες εθνικιστές, ήταν αυτοί που πολέμησαν και τον Μουσολίνι και τον Χίτλερ.
Meet Golden Dawn, Greece's far-right anti-immigrant party. They now have 18 seats in the parliament. Across Europe, scared of runaway immigration, millions are turning to the far right.
Μεγάλο κομμάτι των μεταναστών οι οποίοι έρχονται από Συρία δεν είναι Σύριοι πρόσφυγες οι οποίοι φεύγουν από τη χώρα τους λόγω πολέμου, αλλά είναι και πιθανοί και ενδυνάμοι τζιχαντιστές. Έχει τύχει να συναντήσω στον δρόμο μου και να συνομιλήσω μαζί τους σε σταθμό τρένων στην Ελλάδα ανθρώπους οι οποίοι ερχόντουσαν από τη Συρία. Ήταν άνθρωποι με τελείως διαφορετικό προφίλ από τους συνηθισμένους λαθρομετανάστες που γνωρίζουμε. Δηλαδή ήταν γεροδεμένοι, εύσωμοι, με μακριά μουσια και μια τρομακτική όψη.
So there's some Syrian refugees with beards.
Δεν λέω μόνο για τα γένια, μιλάω για τη συνολικότερη εμφάνιση. Είχαν πολύ πιο άγρια εμφάνιση από τους συνηθισμένους. Δεν φαινόντουσαν δηλαδή άνθρωποι οι οποίοι έχουν περάσει δύσκολα. Φαινόντουσαν σαν άνθρωποι με πολύ άγρια όψη. Είναι πολύ συγκεκριμένο αυτό που λέω. Η διαφορά ήταν εμφανής. Κάντο μετάφραση αν θέλεις, είναι σημαντικό.
So most refugees don't have beards then.
Αυτό γίνεται, χανόμαστε στη μετάφραση, γίνεται λάθος τώρα. I didn't say that.
Yeah, sorry, yeah.
Είπα πως είναι they are stronger than the usual refugees.
Stronger.
Yes, and
what do you mean stronger?
In the appearance. Their appearance was dangerous. Πώς το λένε,
πιο άγριες, πολύ πιο άγρια εμφάνιση. Δεν είναι Δεν έχουν κακοπεράσει.
They look more dangerous.
Yes, they look dangerous.
Meanwhile, every night, more migrants land on Lesbos. And every night, Zoe, an aid worker, is the only person looking after them on the streets of Mytilene, the largest town on the island. Next to the harbour, she hands out clothes to those most in need.
Tomorrow afternoon.
Yes, before afternoon I will sleep here. Now I should be careful about my family. I can't sleep. I should be looking at them, maybe some dogs and other animals.
But be very careful in
that. Yes.
Okay, don't give your money to everybody. Because they are a lot of smugglers,
yes,
trying to take your money. They yes. don't care about the life of your children.
I know.
They don't care about anything.
Yes.
These migrants have been processed by the authorities. Tomorrow they will get the ferry, legally, to Athens. And from there, they will try to find more smugglers to take them on to the next step of their journey, to Germany, Sweden or England.
Do you think the Greek government and the European government are doing enough to help?
I think it's a little bit difficult to control it. It's a little bit difficult to control it. Because if you see, Italy in one day has 3,700 migrants from Libya. Greece, the same problem. Lesbos now is every day full, more than 500 migrants every day. So we have all together to control it. I don't know the way. I'm not politic, I am not in the government, so.
A camp for processing migrants. Here they will receive papers to allow them to travel in Europe for a short time.
A couple of days ago we came to this camp and this whole section here we're driving past was completely empty. Now, a couple of days later, it's packed full of migrants. Why? Because in the last few days, the sheer numbers forced them to open up this section.
The camp is secure and it looks clean. We tried to film inside but told we were not allowed. Many of the migrants asked us for help. Before we were told to leave, we were able to speak to some of them. They say the conditions are bad with little water and nothing to wash with. I put these complaints to the mayor.
Ότι σήμερα εμείς προσπαθούμε μόνοι μας, χωρίς καμία στήριξη, να αντιμετωπίσουμε ένα πρόβλημα το οποίο ξεφεύγει από τις δυνάμεις μας. Ξεφεύγει από τις δυνάμεις μας. Αν αναλογιστείτε ότι αυτό το νησί, θα πάω και στην Ελλάδα, αυτό το νησί είναι της τάξης των 80.000 κατοίκων, πόσους ανθρώπους μπορεί να φιλοξενήσει και μάλιστα να φιλοξενήσει, να διαθέτει εγκαταστάσεις φιλοξενίας.
You've got a message for Greek government, European people. I mean, you're the first person that these people see when they come to Europe.
Yeah.
Is Europe doing a good enough job?
I think Europe has become very worried because also of all the accidents that have happened recently. But this problem isn't just now. It's been for years. It's become more massive at the moment. But this problem, I've been involved with for over 5 years. So, yes, I guess there is no help. I have lots of people complain and they say, well, they can't all come to England, they can't all come to France. Sorry. But, what would you do if you were in a war situation and you knew you were going to die? My problem is the restaurant's going to open in a couple of days and I don't know where I'm going to find the time.
But this lady's going to open her restaurant in a few days.
Exactly.
What's going to happen then?
They must do something. The stay, the Europe, they must do something.
Οι άνθρωποι αυτοί δεν έρχονται εδώ για να κάνουν διακοπές. Έρχονται για να διασώσουν τη ζωή τους και ίσως να φτιάξουν ένα καλύτερο μέλλον για τα παιδιά τους. Άρα οι ευρωπαϊκές πολιτικές πρέπει να στοχεύουν αφενός την υποδοχή και στο τέλος την αφομοίωση που μέσα εκεί συμπεριλαμβάνεται και η εξάρτηση εργασίας. Καταλαβαίνετε ότι η Ελλάδα της κρίσης, η Ελλάδα των εκατομμυρίων ανέργων, δεν μπορεί από μόνη της. Όσο και να προσπαθεί, όσο και να το θέλει, και το θέλει ως διαβουλευτή ότι το θέλει, δεν μπορεί από μόνη της να το αντιμετωπίσει.
Meanwhile, as European governments dither on new policies in the Mediterranean, thousands more people will die in the coming months. Tens of thousands more will successfully make the journey. Here, migrants, happy, are getting the ferry to Athens. They've made it to Europe. Now they head onwards to look for a new home.
That means that we will have to live with a problem, as I told you, as title. So we cannot solve the problem. That's what I'm telling you. There is no magical solution to the problem.
Is there a solution to all this?
No.
No?
No.
What do you mean, no?
What is the solution? Can you tell me? You have an idea for a solution?